We all have stories of loss, suffering, pain, and waiting, but there are also many stories of the goodness and kindness of God, stories of courage, stories of hope. Restoring Hope is about being reminded that we are not alone and that there is freedom on the other side of our waiting. Psalm 130 verse 7, Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with Him is full redemption. I'm your host, Charlene Saker. Let's go on this journey together.
Good morning, dear friends. Such an honor to be with you again. I'm Charlene, and you're listening to Impact. Today is an exciting day because I have a really special guest here with me in studio, and I'm going to introduce her in a moment, but I just want to remind you that over the month of August, we've been talking about women as we celebrate Women's Month and about authentic womanhood. And we've spoken a lot about how as women, we often put ourselves in a box, or maybe other people put us in a box, and we feel the pressure to behave or live a certain way. But as I've gone through scripture and had conversations with women, I'm more convinced than ever that there is not one way to do womanhood, to life, that God has given us space and freedom to be who He has made us to be. And so if I think about authentic womanhood, I think of this lady, Shailene Salzwedel. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So she is a wife to Jono. She's a mom of three, the oldest one, almost hitting teenage years, very strong. Mm-hmm. She's the owner of Break Free Dance Project. So she teaches street dance. She's the coolest 41-year-old you'll ever meet in your life. And so her studio is based in the Moort in Pretoria. And she also homeschools her kids and has for their pretty much their entire schooling career. And most of all, I get to call her my sister-in-law. Such a pleasure to have her as part of my life. I'm married to her brother, Justin. And so, Shay, I think the reason, the biggest thing that why I wanted you here is if I think about authentic womanhood, I think of you, because you're someone that is so strong, but also very sensitive and very capable, but you serve your family sacrificially. And I think, again, as women, we often think we must be one or the other, but I think you hold this tension so well and so beautifully, and you're not afraid to be who you are. Mm. And so thank you so much for being here. And we're going to chat now between now and 12. And just a quick one, I think maybe you can just in a nutshell tell us how would you describe how you see yourself as a woman? I know that's like a big question, but we can unpack that a bit more. But yeah, how would you say?
You don't really come to that answer unless someone asks you the question, I think. Hey, wow. So I asked my kids, what better place to find wisdom?
Totally.
This very eldest you mentioned, nearly in the teen years, she just put it out there in a way I couldn't have formulated if I weren't having the conversation with her. And she says to me, Mom, the Lord is creative and free, and we're not meant to be stuck in a box in our Christianity. And I think that's what you show others. Mm. And it hit me in the face. How could you come to that place unless somebody's watched you do it?
Yeah.
And there's evidence. And I think, wow, that's humbling. And so then I realized the main thing about me is glorifying God with my meanness, I think. Yeah. You know, if I could invent an English word. even to the point where in my studio there's a sign on the wall that says, I'm not a teacher, I'm an awakener. And then I realized that's what brings me joy. If I can discover me, I can help others discover them.
An awakener.
And that's beautiful, yes.
I really love that. I mean, we've shared the scripture a few times, but I love the Message version of Galatians 5 because it says, each of you must take responsibility to do the creative best you can with your own life. And so it's so cool what your daughter said, because really that's what it is. It's creative. If we all fit into the same box, there's no creativity there, right? Mm-mm. We're going to carry on chatting to Shay in a moment, so don't go anywhere.
Let faith come alive on Impact 103.
We are joined here by Shailene Salzwedel, who I will call Shay because she's my sister and it feels a little bit more intimate to call her Shay. But she is a mom, and we're talking about authentic womanhood, mom, wife, dance teacher, all of the things. And really, biggest thing of all is just how you embrace womanhood in an authentic way. Now, I know it hasn't always been easy. Mm. I mean, for most people, it's not easy. I would actually love to know if it is easy for someone. Please tell us how you do it. but what has it been like for you to just embrace that freedom to be yourself? What are some of the truths that you've held on to that ground you?
It's a deep question. Chuck us in the deep end, Charles.
Always.
So, I guess the truth is Jesus himself is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. So if we break that down for I don't know, it's really hard to summarize your life, but let's use the scripture. So if he is the way, how does that affect my life? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it's living as though you love to learn. And the truth is some of us just more naturally love to learn. But when you lose that curiosity, you stop finding. And for me, that plays out in you do not have clarity of your destiny or about where you're meant to go. If when the options face you, you can't turn them away if they're the wrong one. For me, that's what him being the way looks like. Mm. And then if he is the truth, I mean, look, it boils down to living a righteous life. I know it's really easy to say, but it's very much more difficult in practice because the truth is no amount of avoiding the truth ever brings you more truth.
Yes.
I'm not sure if that makes any sense, but it does in my world, you know.
No, I fully agree.
Goodness. And then the last thing obviously is he is the life. Now, I think that might mean to choose to live. And living wholeheartedly, that's not a joke. It's not an accident of creation. You have to choose that stuff. And so for me, I think it's easy to see when if we're given the option, we'll just sit in a corner and we'll avoid conflict. We'll avoid being seen in the ways that are messy. And I've just come to realize avoiding that vulnerable space is avoiding me.
Yeah.
And then I can't live. And then he can't be the life through me. So I guess for me, you have to look at me first if you want to see the him in me. And that's the irony. You know, we want to not be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. I mean, I've got so many quotes running through my head now that we've shared, and so spot on, because I think that is the only way to actually accept yourself is to allow yourself to be vulnerable, allow yourself to love yourself like weaknesses and all.
Yeah.
And I've spoken about that a few times, like how it's only because of the hardship in my life that there's any beauty to speak of.
Completely.
Like we cannot have the one without the other. And so, you know, we cannot have like the success story in inverted commas without the struggle first.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the mountain to climb.
No, exactly. So beautiful. We're going to carry on chatting with Shay after this. You're listening to Impact 103. I'm Charlene, and I'm joined here by Shaylene Salsweedle, my really beautiful sister-in-law, who's just been encouraging me just to live authentically and be okay with the vulnerabilities and the messy parts of womanhood. Mm. But Shay, can you just share a little bit more? You're someone who loves people well and loves them big. Mm-hmm. And so just share a little bit about what's on your heart. I know you have a scripture you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, sure, people. I think if we don't love them, we don't love him, hey? Goodness. Yeah. Well, let's draw from something I discovered for the first time like this. Just let's call it this week. And it's from Acts chapter 17, verse 26 to 27. And it says, I'm going to read from the Passion. From one man, Adam, he made every man and woman and every race in humanity. And he spread us all over the earth. He sets the boundaries of people and nations, determining their appointed times in history. He has done this so that every person would long for God, feel their way to him and find him, for he is the God who is easy to discover.
Oh, beautiful.
So I think the catalyst there is we are so multifaceted, and I think our nation is so beautiful in that statement, unity and diversity, because God's heart for us is not uniformity.
Yeah.
Because that's actually, that inverts what his nature is. His heart for us is unity. But he didn't intend for us to look the same or sound the same. He intended for us to celebrate each other. And in honoring each other, we find more of him.
Yeah.
And that's the most beautiful thing to me about diversity.
Oh, that's, I really love that. It makes me think about how I'm going to chat after 12 about comparison and judgment and that quote of comparison is the thief of joy. When we start to focus on what we're not, or we start to think that our way of thinking is the only way of thinking, we actually lose the joy and the color in our lives. Talking about creativity in womanhood, right?
Yes, indeed. The thing with that is, God can multiply what you bring to him in humility. So if you bring your little bit and you see it as a little bit and you're not hiding in your corner, but you bring what you have, he takes that. And picture this, everybody across the globe brings their crumbs, what they perceive to be crumbs, but wholeheartedly and in humility and not in judgment. You know what he does? He takes that and he exponentially multiplies it.
Yeah.
And then he makes it something we could never have imagined. But it's in the non-judgment that we get to see the truth behind somebody and what motivates them. But if you don't look for it, you don't find it, and then you stay small. And then, I mean, not to anybody specifically, but I've seen that in my world. When I'm not open to learning from other spaces, then I can't see what he's really trying to do. And that's the beautiful thing to me about his manifold wisdom.
Yeah, and I think that is why the body of Christ is such a powerful thing. It's not about being the same. It's about fulfilling different roles and just being ourselves.
Yeah.
When we try to be something we're not, then we warp the picture that God's trying to display to the world.
Good word.
Mm. Yeah. We're going to carry on with Shay in a moment. She's not leaving just yet, thankfully. So we are chatting about womanhood, authentic womanhood. And I want to read you a quote. That Shay and I were just sharing earlier, but it's by Brené Brown from her book, The Grace of Imperfection. And I really love this quote. She says, owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it. Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy, the experiences that make us the most vulnerable. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light. That's Brené Brown. What I really love about that is when she talks about giving up on love and belonging and joy. And here's the thing, is when we put on a mask and we pretend to be someone else, we actually block ourselves from fully being seen, from fully being loved for who we are. And that is, we rob ourselves of that. But when we embrace all of who we are, the dark parts, the light parts that all go hand in hand, then we actually start to experience this joy and this love. Shay, when I read this quote, what do you think of?
I get this picture of a lady. I get a picture of a lady sitting in a teacup, and those words "storm in a teacup" come to mind, and it makes me think, "Goodness me, that's how we feel. We feel like we're in a confined space full of a storm, but actually, that storm is common to all. And probably the best thing we could do is stand up, step out of the teacup, sit next to it, look at it for what it is, and see its confinement, and then not be scared anymore. Because I think our fear traps us.
Yeah.
So if I embrace me, ugly and beautiful, all in one, then I can say, where's the weakness that I'm holding on to that I shouldn't, that's not mine to carry? And then where's the weakness I can improve on?
Yeah.
Where can I grow? But I can see you next to your teacup doing the same thing, climbing out of that box, and we can strengthen each other. And that's what I hear in her words.
Yeah, I love that. And it's for me, it's also that our avoidance of our vulnerabilities is actually, we think that our vulnerabilities disqualify us. Let me rather put it that way. We think that we need to first sort ourselves out, shine the teacup, make sure that everything is in place, and then we can kind of live out the story. But that's not actually how it works. It's in our vulnerability that we actually show something beautiful to the world. I mean, other women don't need more women who look perfect. They need women who are real and who say, hey, this is what I'm going through, and this is how I see Jesus in it.
Yes, and this is how I see Jesus in you while you're doing it.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Okay, we're going to say bye to Shay in a moment, but don't go anywhere before we just have one last nugget of wisdom from Shay. And we are chatting to Shay, and we're saying goodbye to her now. It's been such a great chat. I think even though I've had this conversation before, I think the constant reminder to just embrace who God's made me to be and just be okay with the vulnerabilities and what I see as weakness. I think we still have a lot to learn about God's kingdom and what it means to have it all together.
Yeah.
Maybe just share that thing about perfect, what you read in the word, the actual meaning of be perfect.
I was reading about that the other day, that it's that scripture that says be perfect as I am perfect is actually one of those interpretations, is be whole as I am whole. So be missing nothing, just like I am.
Yes, I love that. I also read a translation which is being in perfect unity with the Father. So like that thing of us wanting to be perfect by world standards, And we use scripture to kind of like justify that desire to have it all together, but that's not what it means. So I think we really need to really dig into God's word, and I want to leave you with that. Go and ask that question, like, what does whole for me look like? Mm. It's not perfect, whole. There's two very different things. But thank you so much, Shay, for sharing your journey with us. This is really just about having conversations. You're not going to walk away with the 5 steps to to be a new you by Friday, because that's not helpful. But I think the more we hear people's stories and their journeys, we realize we're not alone, and there's actually nothing wrong with me. Like, my journey is totally fine, and
and mine, not yours, exactly.
So thank you, Shay. You are such a blessing, and I love that after this I still get to keep you as my sister forever. But guys, I'm going to be back with you between 12 and 1, and we're going to carry on this conversation about womanhood and talk a little bit about judgment, comparison, you know, some very light topics. But first, here is Faithfully by Toby Mac.